Welcome to British Bay English Academy's Listening Audio Archive. These recordings will help you improve your English listening skills.
Prem and the Goddess. There was once a poor widow called Budi. She had a son called Prem, whom she loved very much. Prem was a clever boy. He did not go to school, but he learned to read from an old book which used to be his father's. He wanted to go to school, but the nearest school was in a village called Noagao, 7 miles away. "I wish I could go to school, mother," he said. "Prem, my darling," said his mother. "I wish I could send you to school, but it is 7 miles away. If you go to school, you will have to walk 14 miles through the thick jungle every day. That is a long way, and the jungle is full of wild animals." "Don't be afraid, mother," said Prem. "My legs are strong, and Saraswati, the goddess of learning, will help me. She will protect me from the wild animals." Saraswati, the goddess of learning, was sitting on her lotus flower up in the sky. She heard Prem and she was pleased. "Yes," she said quietly. "He is a good boy and I will help him." At last, Budi said, "Very well, Prem. If you want to go, I will not stop you. I have a little money. It is just enough to pay the school fees." One spring morning, Prem set off for school very early in the morning. He walked the 7 miles through the jungle, carrying the school money which was tightly tied up in one corner of his linen cloth. In a small cloth, he carried his lunch, 2 millet cakes and 1 onion. That was all he had to eat all day because his mother was very poor. When he got to school, he gave the money to the teacher and sat down on the floor with the other boys. Some of the boys came from rich families and wore shorts and shirts. But Prem wore only his linen cloth. Prem was new, but he did not find the lesson very hard. The teacher said to Prem, "Where did you learn to read and write?" Prem told him about his father's old book. And the teacher said, "You learned to read from an old book without a teacher? Well done! That is very good. I wish the boys were as clever as you are." This made Prem so happy that he forgot to eat his lunch. After school, he started back for the village, singing happily. Suddenly, he felt very hungry. He sat down and began to eat his millet cake and onion. Little animals came out of the bushes and Prem gave them a little of his food. When he walked on again, some of them followed him. Suddenly, Prem heard a strange noise. His little friends heard it too, and they became very quiet. Then they ran away. Then there came a terrible roar and there stood Sher Khan, the great tiger, looking for food. Prem was very frightened. He shouted, "Saraswati, goddess of learning, help me, please help me." At once he saw a kind lady carrying a veena. It was Saraswati. "Don't be afraid of Sher Khan," she said. "He likes my music." She began to play and Sher Khan rolled over at her feet like a cat. "You two must be friends now," said Saraswati. "Sher Khan, you must walk through the jungle with Prem every morning and evening and protect him. I shall watch you from my home in the sky."
This recording was presented to you by British Bay English Academy. To access more listening audios, visit us on www.britishbay.lk.